Your Bible, please. And would like to read these two chapters in the book of Psalm. If the Lord will, we have a series. At least I am preparing at least 3 to 4 messages on this subject right now. Chapter 42, 43 in our Bibles. I hope you are doing fine. And through this extended time of social distancing, and we don't know when we would be able to hold services again, but we continue to read the Word of God, preach the Word of God. In Psalm 42, as the hart, the deer, panted after the water brooks, so panted my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsted for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? My thirst have been my meat day and night. Can you imagine? He keeps on crying, and he says, my tears have been my meat day and night, while they continually said to me, where is thy God? Where is your God? When I remember these things, I pour out my soul in me, for I had gone with the multitude. I went with them to the house of God, with a voice of joy and praise, with a multitude that kept holidays. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? He was talking to his soul. And why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God, for I shall praise him for the help of his countenance. O my God, my soul is cast down within me. Therefore will I remember thee from the land of Jordan, unto the Hermonites from the hill of Mizar. Deep calleth unto deep, as the noise of thy water spouts. All my waves and thy billows are gone over me. Yet the Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime, and in the night his song shall be with me, and my prayer unto God of my life. I will say unto God, my rock, hast thou forgotten me? Why go I mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? As with the sword in my bones, mine enemies reproach me, while they say daily unto me, again he says, where is your God? Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him, who is the health of my countenance and my God. Judge me, O God, and plead my cause against the ungodly nation. O deliver me from the deceitful and unjust man. For thou art the God of my strength. Why dost thou cast me off? Why I go mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? O send out thy light and thy truth. Let them lead me, let them bring me unto thy holy hill and to thy tabernacles. Then I will go unto the altar of God, unto God my exceeding joy, yea, and upon the harp will I praise thee, O my God. O God, my God, why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise, who is the health and countenance and my God. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the Word of God. Today, as we study from Psalm chapter 42 and 43, we, Lord, want to beg for your guidance upon us and send warning to us, Lord, how we can be strong spiritually in this time of pandemic. We commit everything to thee, Lord. We praise you for your word. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. I am speaking a subject dealing with the sad effects of depression. I mean, depression during this time of pandemic. Dealing with the sad effects of depression during this time of pandemic. Have you been saddened by what is happening and what has happened? And maybe you still feel sad today. I don't know about you. But we can deal with the sad effects of depression. Listen to this. During this time of pandemic, coronavirus is harming the mental health of millions of people in the whole world. Let me say that again. This pandemic has been harming the mental health, not only physical, but the mental health of people, many people, millions of people around the world. And it has caused stress, turmoil, fear, and devastation. According to the Washington Post, it's an American news outlet, nearly half of the people in the United States feel that the coronavirus crisis is harming their mental health. According to the survey, a survey published a few days ago, just last week, COVID-19 pandemic has escalated into nationwide psychological trauma. And the tracking poll of the Kaiser Family Foundation conducted March 25 to March 30 last week found that 45% of the adults say the pandemic has affected their mental health. 45% of adults say that pandemic has affected their mental health. And 19% say it had had a major impact on them. Major impact on them. Now, the rates are slightly higher among women. There are some that are affected with anxiety, fear, depression. COVID-19 has caused depression in every nation of the world. I mean, totally, the world, including the Philippines. And our concern is what is happening around us in our own country. Lack of food supply among the poorest of the poor has caused mental problems. Social distancing. You have relatives from a nearby place, but you cannot visit them. Some of them, you just hear them died, but you cannot visit them. Somebody was telling his experience. His own father was cremated, and it was brought to the hospital today, and by they were informed he died, and they were in the process of cremating the body. They could not even visit. And how terrible it was on the part of the family to feel like that. Social distancing. Lack of resources. Many have suffered deaths. Some still are fighting the virus between life and death situation. They're still fighting for it, which is a very scary experience. And just watch the news, the experiences of people related on TV, and you will see how trembling, how scary the situation are. Thousands of OFW, overseas Filipino workers, they have lost their employment. In fact, thousands are coming. There's a group of 120,000 coming at once. And they have lost employment. They are totally broke. Many are coming home totally broke financially. Not only emotionally, but financially. And I was told the other day that somebody was crying and telling him, the friend that had told me, close to him, that we're coming home, but the problem is we have no house. We've been dreaming that house. We've been working for years here abroad, but we have lost our job, we have lost our savings, and some are coming home inside a container or a jar. What does it mean? They are coming home, but they are now inside a jar, meaning they have been cremated. Many of them are coming home, and some of these are medical professionals that have been affected, frontliners. See, this pandemic has brought sad stories in many homes. It has brought sad stories in many homes. But in the midst of all this, listen to this, Christians. In the midst of all this, Jesus says in John 14, verse 1, let not your heart be troubled. Let not your heart be troubled. And when he said that, he was referring to Christians, Christian workers, his own disciples. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. What is depression? What is depression? Well, feeling down from time to time is normal. It's a normal thing in life. You know, we get discouraged once in a while. So feeling down from time to time is normal, part of life. All of us, we do. But when emotions such as hopelessness and despair take hold and just won't go away, if it is not stopped anymore, and you may have depression. When you continually sorrow and it seems there is no stopping to it, that is what we call depression. Depression. You already have, you may have already depression. And now, more than just sadness in response to life struggles, setbacks, depression changes how you think, how you feel, and function in daily activities. And I say, that's it. That's it. It can interfere with your ability to work, your ability to study, to eat, to sleep, and enjoy life. You see, just trying to get through the day can be overwhelming. What does it mean? Just to get through the day is a real battle. You do not know if you can survive the day. And everything is dark. It looks gloomy. While some people describe depression as living in a black hole, they said. When you have depression, you feel that you're living in a black hole, or having a feeling of impending doom. You don't see anything, you feel that something bad is going to happen. You wake up in the morning, all you can think is about something bad, something bad, something bad. And others feel lifeless. They feel empty, meaning showing no feeling or interest or concern at all. And you used to love having vacation. Somebody would tell you early in the morning, you get up, said, "You, I'll give you money. You can go to, you can have a vacation. You can have, I can buy you a ticket with allowance." You used to jump and, you know, and cry because of the good news. But when you have depression, you just say, "Huh? Bakasyon ka, to kag Hong Kong, na kay pre-ticket, na pa kay hotel, tanan, na kay allowance, ha? Ha? Mubakasyon. Kaniyan to, mura kag abot sa kisami o glokso. Ang imong anak ba muabot katong imong pinangga kay ng anak, ha? Ha? Muabot, ha? Imong mabulan, ha? And then, you don't mind. Wala ka interest. But then, taw-taw siya, asa si kuan, di ba muabot? Di madayon. Depression. It's a very serious problem. Let me share to you 10 common symptoms of depression. And these are symptoms, I say. Number one, feeling of helplessness. A bleak outlook. Wa kailay makita sa gawas, ngit-ngit tanan. And you don't see anything good. Nothing will ever get better, and there's nothing you can do to improve your situation. You give up. Number two, loss of interest in daily activities. You don't care anymore about doing the things you used to enjoy doing. You used to enjoy many things, but today, wala na. Number three, appetite, weight changes. And significant weight loss or weight gain. Duhare padulungan. Either you gain weight or you lose weight. And change of more than 5%, remember this, more than 5% of body weight in a month. So number four, sleep changes. Very common. Either insomnia, especially walking in the early hours of the morning, or oversleeping. Either di kakatulog o sige lang kakatulog. And either di kaganahan mo kaon or sige lang kakaon. Duha ka buhok. And then number five, sign of symptom is anger and irritability, feeling agitated, restless, or even violent. Now, notice, just a few days ago, muna yung reaction sa result sa pandemic, sa may buhangin, somebody who has a gun, he kept a gun, sa may buhangin mismo, ang ilang problema lang, septic tank lang. Just a small thing about septic tank. So he took his gun, he sprayed his gun sa yung neighbor. Instantly, he killed 3 people and then wounded 3 more people after spreading his gun sa yung neighbor, sa may buhangin mismo. And he was, while on his way home, at Banglang nga balay, he met his only son, who happened to be an army. He shot him here. And then he died. Only son, he died. Why? Ang tao karon is violent because of the... Notice nyo, I watched it last night, what is happening sa Minnesota, and then it spreads all over. There are now more than 20 major demonstration is happening now sa 20 major cities. I remember sa Minnesota, that was my first time nakakaon ko sa America, Uglans, when we landed sa Minnesota. And we missed our flight, just seconds lang. And somebody approached us, the manager dito sa may area. He said, I noticed you're from the Philippines. I said, yes. And so, let me give you this ticket. Taganwig free nga, Minnesota. It will take you hours to kanang atong airport diri mga times 10 na. Pepey luaga nga, sakay-sakay pa may ganang kanasakyan sa Gulf bitaw just to find the dugay na munamtan niya. About me, just seconds. Now, because of a debt of somebody, now there's demonstration and the problem is looting. And I said, last night, kita na ko mga tao nga dili man ni batasan sa Amerikano. It was so disgusting for me to see it. Mga mall, silang ipang-open. Panggubaon tanan, panguhaon tanan. Stores in the night time, they would open it. I thought nga nag-protesta sila sa death of, somebody. And so, it is so disgusting to see. You know what? Resulta na ni sa dublang dugay nga lockdown. They came out, mga sakyanan sa pulis, ilang pangalsahon, mga babae. Magkatawa, ilang pamunalan itong sakyanan sa pulis. What is happening in the world? If you have problems, stress problem, please, I advise you, do not watch any of those demonstrations happening today. It's so disgusting. And sa may Cagayan area, Cagayan de Oro City area, somewhere sa barangay, 72-year-old Lola. In the middle of the night, nagkuhagsundang, gipatay na yung bana, gipatay na yung mga anak, gipatay niya mga apo niya. Why? Gitanon ako, grabe ka pobre. Why makaon? Because of the fear brought about by this pandemic. This coronavirus has created more fear, anxiety. And what's the difference between anxiety and depression? Slight. Uragigagaw na silang duha. Let not your heart be troubled. And the word troubled means anxiety. Anger, number 5. Irritability, feeling agitated, restless, or even violent. Your tolerance level is low. Your temper is short. Dali ka rang mag-wild. Depression. Loss of energy. Number 6, feeling fatigue, sluggish, and physical drain. Physically, you are drained. What does it mean? Kung baga sa galon pa o sa banga pa, nawadan ka ng tubig, your whole body may feel heavy. And even small tasks are hard for you to perform. They're exhausting. And it takes long to complete a job. Something that you could have done in an hour, just an hour, it takes the whole day. Di pa rin mo mahuman. Why? Because you are having problem with depression. Number 7, self-loathing. Strong feelings of worthlessness or guilt. You feel wa ko'y pulos. And you are guilty of so many things. You harshly criticize yourself and perceive faults and mistakes. And because of this, I feel myself, helpless. Number 8, reckless behavior. And di ba mga driver nga way boat sa patagandagan, they will be charged of reckless driving. Reckless behavior means, as a result, they engage in escapist behavior. What does it mean? Because they cannot contain themselves. They cannot, sibuhatullah, beer paday. And so drugs. That's the reason. They engage into drugs. That's the problem. And reckless driving. So if you have that problem, do not drive. Stay at home. And number 9, concentration problems. Trouble in focusing, making decisions, or remembering things. You have that problem. And then, number 10, because time will not permit us, unexpected aches and pains, an increase of physical complaints such as headaches, back pain, aching muscles and stomach pain. Now, let me say this to you. In the Bible, there are five major figures who struggled with depression. And you don't blame yourself because you have this problem. All of us are candidates of this. There are five figures, biblical figures, who struggle with depression. And I'm saying this to tell you that Christians are not immune to depression. It can happen to you. Maybe nagasugod na sa imuha. All of us, remember this. All of us. And because sometimes you're expecting too much, yung patungo sa kalalaki o babay, kinimaminyo anak ko ni, I will be living in heaven. Pagkahuman, isa pa ka 1 week, nanguha na siya, indrin ka, imno niya. And so, maybe you are expecting a morning trabaho para sa kuha. Pagkahuman, 3 months pa lang, gusto na maghigot siyang liog. And so, you have to be careful. You have to be ready. In Proverbs 12:25, remember, Christians are not immune to depression. Proverbs 12:25, the Bible says, heaviness in the heart of man maketh it stoop. S-T-O-O-P. I look at the right words in the Old Testament and to give, you know, proper interpretation of the verse. But a good word maketh it glad. The word heaviness there is the same word translated anxiety. Anxiety in the heart of man causes depression. But a good word maketh it glad. Those who suffer from depression can experience intense feeling of sadness. Matingala ka, you cannot help yourself. Ang uban, nagligid-ligid na katawa. You may participate, pero deep inside, anger, hopelessness, fatigue, and a variety of other symptoms. Depression is often triggered by life circumstances and can really pull you into the pit. Mura ka gilubong sa laom kayo nga bangag. There are numerous biblical references to depression. Scripture describes the struggle of people who suffered with depression, even though they were servants, faithful servants of God. Even though they served the Lord faithfully. These men did not suffer, listen to this, they did not suffer primarily because they were sinners, they suffered because they were human, like you and me, and were susceptible to severe pressure. So, there are five biblical figures who struggled with depression. And number one is King David. King David. He suffered depression. Look at his Psalms. Even kings get depressed. Amen? Sa grabe magod mi pobre kayo mi pastor. Uy, tanawan his Bible. Maski mga hari. Kings get depressed. King David, a man after God's own heart, suffered depression. Moses, number two. Moses was worn out. He was weary. He had a lot on him. He suffered depression. If the Lord permits me, I would like to look into the lives of these individuals and find not only the causes, but we can find victory. Job, did he suffer depression? Job, he became depressed after suffering many personal losses. And first his material possession, then all his children, then he was devastated by a grievous physical affliction. It lasted 1 year, daily struggle of Job. And then there was Jonah. When God repented of the evil he said he would do to the Ninevites, he said, Jonah, you know, it displeased Jonah. Revival took place among the people he hated. He was hoping God will somehow send sent the punishment to them? Jonah was angry. Chapter 4, verse number 3 of Jonah. And then number 5, Elijah. Elijah. I plan to preach on Elijah this coming Sunday morning. Elijah ran away from his life, and then for his life, I mean, from his enemies, for his life. And after a great revival, he suffered spiritual depression. You know what he says? He requested himself that he might die. Lord, so tama na, it is enough, take away my life, for I am not better than my fathers. Now we can learn a lot from these 5 biblical figures who struggled with depression. What do we learn? Though they suffered, these men suffered, but they recovered and went on with their life, serving God. So those who are depressed, remember, they spent a lot of time sleeping and in the darkness rather than the light. And God's word encourages us to come out of the darkness and concentrate on Him. When we do this, we can find peace, true peace and joy. Psalm 42 and 43, these two chapters, we cannot say for sure, we cannot tell for sure who wrote this psalm. Personally, I believe it's David. And many scholars think that David was the author, in which case the title of the Sons of Korah, you will find there, the Sons of Korah indicates a group of Levites in charge of the temple worship to whom he presented the psalm. But it was really the experience of King David. We feel it's David who wrote it, for the author found himself exiled from Israel. That's what you learn there. And from the worship festivals of God's people. He was being taunted, ginabugal-bugalan siya, by enemies who said, "Where is your God? Where is thy God?" In chapter 42, verse 9, chapter 43, verse number 2, "Where is your God?" And they continually ask him. And their oppression, look at chapter 42, verse number 9. Let me read that. 42, verse 9. "I will send to God my wrath. And why hast thou forgotten me? Why go I mourning because of the oppression?" He says, he was oppressed by the enemy. And so those oppression had pushed David, the psalmist David, into deep depression. Kinabangga siya, bugal-bugalan, you do everything. Honestly, you do something, pero madungga nimo, puros negatibo, it can cause depression. But David did not stay there. He doesn't stay depressed. We learn from David, he faced his problems, he confronts his depression and seeks God's help. And that is what we want to learn tonight. We can seek the help of the Lord. The main thought here is this. The main thought we want to learn is this. When you are experiencing depression, push yourself to seek God as your hope and help. Do not stay, do not be totally defeated. Always push yourself. Talk to yourself. And then push yourself. And no matter how depressing your circumstances are, in dealing with depression, there are a few things we can learn from Psalm 42 and Psalm 43. Remember, there is the turmoil going on worldwide today. Mga tao nagawild na all over the world today. They are so depressed. Number one, there are 3 thoughts. Number one, recognize you're having a problem. You can never, you can never be helped unless and until imong ilhon niya na kay problema. Recognize you're having a problem and begin by the grace of God to identify the causes of your despair. Identify them. Unsa may hinungdan sa kuwang pagka downhearted? The first step to overcoming depression is to admit it. Admit it. Psalmist readily admitted both to himself and to God that he is in despair. Notice, please, in chapter 42, verse number 5, "Why art thou cast down?" That is depression. "Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God." Talk to yourself. Dililaing tao yang giwalihan, giwalihan niya yung sarili niya. Talk to God. Push yourself. Find God. Seek Him. Look at verse number 6, chapter 42, and verse number 6. "Oh my God, my soul is" what? Cast down. First, he admitted it himself, and then he admitted it before God. He admitted it before God. Look at verse 11. "Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God." Chapter 43, look at verse number 5. Verse 5, "Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted within me?" And that's the secret. David, first of all, admitted it. He has something that he is battling against. He was facing some problems, so he admitted it himself. Nobody can fix it but you, with the help of God. You don't go to other people and say, "Well, please try to help me, try to fix this." No, it must be you seeking the help of God. Amen? And so the psalmist sees the symptoms are manifesting in himself. So nakita niya ang manifestation, naasaya. So look at verse 11, chapter 42, verse 11. "Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him who is the health of my countenance and my God." My God, he says. So he finds that happening within himself. Verse 5, "Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou, for I shall yet praise him who is the health of my countenance." Notice his countenance, and you can tell their sadness. Countenance means imong pamayhon, and the people can always tell. And then he experiences loss of appetite and frequent crying. Look at chapter 2, 42, verse number 3. "My tears have been my meat." Then instead nga magkaon siya sa gilak, gadlaw gabi, mas daghan pa yung luha kaysa yung sabaw. Imbis nga mahigot siya sabaw, tuway daghang luha sa lamisa. Day and night. What do you call that? Depression. He describes his anguish as pouring out his soul. Chapter 42, verse number 4. Verse 4, "When I remember these things, I pour out my soul in me." He felt emotionally drained. He felt as if he were in the deep, overwhelmed by waves. Just imagine yourself na akas tunga sa dagat, dagko kayong balod, and then trying to escape. In chapter 42, look at verse number 7, he says, "Deep calleth unto deep, at the noise of thy water spouts, all thy waves and thy billows are gone over me." Can you imagine na akas tunga sa dagkong balod, dagko kayong mga kagahapak sa mga balot, that is the same, that is what you feel. Murag di ka nakatulog, di ka nakaginhawa, there is no way out, as if nalumos ka na. The enemy's taunts felt like a shattering of the psalmist's bones. Murabag, katupag bugal-bugal nila, murag gina, pulpog ang ihang mga kabukugan. Look at verse number 10, chapter 42, he says there, "And as with a sword in my bones, my enemies reproach me." Now try to imagine nga imo mabukog sa imong kamot. Ibutan nimo sa lamesa nga kuhaan nimo kanang maso. Imong bukog sa imong mga tiil na sa lamesa. Unod na lang kag panit and then sugdan nimo bukbuk imong unod. That is what you feel when you are depressed. So, people, depressed people feel overwhelmed by circumstances. That is what you feel when you see no hope at all. Now, I have my business. I have worked for this business for many, all my life. And now, all of a sudden, it's gone. I have this plan. And all of a sudden, I work hard para sa loved ones. Ang nakita na ko sa loved ones na sa garapon. And you can be depressed. Plus, people are making fun of you. They're making fun of you. And so, another thing, remember this, recognize you have problems. Secondly, seek God's help. Number two, recognize that we cannot control our circumstances. This is something that we cannot control. If somebody dies sa imong pamilya nga tuwa sa layo, ayaw higot o kanang pisi sa imong liog o niya, saka sa punuan, sa kamatis, kay magigug ka, kay di ka nakadto. There is nothing you can do. Accept it. Recognize that you cannot control our circumstances, but God can. He's always ready to work on our circumstances. Jeremiah 29 verse 11, "For I know the thoughts I think toward you," said the Lord, "thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you unexpected end." God is our refuge and strength, the very present help in time of need. When you are facing circumstances in life beyond what you can solve yourself, beyond what you can control, ihatag na sa Ginoo. Learn to give everything sa Ginoo. Maybe there are present sins, number one, or sins in the past that are bringing remorse in your life. You know what? You have done so many mistakes. You have sins that you are now suffering because they bring remorse. And sometimes Satan can say, "Well, wa na kay simba-simba. Wa ka na simba-simba. Diha na lang kas computer. Unsa man ug di mo kay tigsimba kaniadto." Da, ingon ni Satanas. Di, na-realize si Moron. It is Satan that is bringing the thought. Now, Pastor, how can I regain the past? The simple answer is 1 John 1:9. Bow before God, confess the past sins that you have committed, the mistakes you have committed, the failures you have committed to God, and God will replace it with peace. That's the answer. By faith, pray to God that He will change your circumstances. You cannot change circumstances. God knows. While you are waiting for the right time, for God's answer, we said, "Lord, I've been praying. It is troubling me. I've been hoping that, you know, things will happen. I give it to you, Lord. But while I'm waiting, please grant me your grace and patience to wait." I waited patiently upon the Lord. In chapter 40, look at verse number 1 and verse number 2. He said, "I waited patiently for the Lord, and He inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of the horrible feet, out of the miry clay." Remember that. There are things that I cannot control. It's beyond my control, Lord. But I know You can. I know You are a great God. Lord, grant me, please, the patience to wait. Grant me the grace to wait. The ability to wait. Lord, and while I am waiting for the right time for Your answer, Lord God, give me the grace. Extend the grace. Remember always, God is sovereign. God is sovereign. He's working always for our good. He allows things for our good. Romans 8:28, for all things work together for good to them that love God. He has always a good purpose about why He allows things to happen in your life. And then try to evaluate things in everything that happened in your life. God has, look back. You try to look back sa tanang circumstances that has caused you grief and caused you sorrow before. Now you try to look back and imagine, unsa gibuhat sa Ginoo. I'm sure that you will say, thank God it happened. And the same thing with what is happening to you right now. God has a divine purpose behind it, why He allowed it. You can think of many, many failures and many heartaches before. And when you question God about it, you murmured, in fact, you murmured against God about those things. But now you try to look back. Unsa ba nahitabo? Those were hurting experiences. But if I sum it up all, God is good. And all of God's people say amen. Number three, I have no more time. When you're depressed, try to deepen your relationship with God. God Himself. Now, please take note of this. When you are depressed, palauma ang imohang relasyon sa Ginoo. You're not just seeking for relief, for ease from your trouble, relief from your pain. Say, Lord, please take away this pain troubling me. And when the Lord takes away the pain, you say, Lord, thank you. Thank you, Lord. You are more concerned about the relief. The secret is, you ought to deepen your personal knowledge of God. Understand His ways. The most important thing is, and have a deep, how deep you know, you have known God through your experiences in life. You don't say, well, nalibre na ko, karon I am free from pain. No. How did you know God? Through the experience. How deep have you known God? So you must seek more on deepening your relationship with God, your experience with God, rather than seeking for relief. Lord, it's hurting. It's hurting me. Yes, He can take away the pain. Like the Apostle Paul who prayed, Lord, take away the pain, the thorn in the flesh. Later on, he realized that it is more important, you know what he says, that I may know Him and the power of His resurrection. Know God. Just the time I feel that I've been caught in the mire of self, just the time I feel my mind's been bought by worldly wealth, that's when the breeze begins to blow, I know the Spirit's call. And all my worldly wanderings just melt into His love. Oh, I want to know You more. Deep within my soul, I want to know You. Oh, I want to know You, to feel Your heart and know Your mind. Looking in Your eyes, tears up within me. Christ that say, I want to know. Oh, I want to know You more. When my daily deeds ordinarily lose life and soul, my heart begins to bleed, sensitivity to Him is gone. I've run the race but set my own face and face a shattered soul. The gentle arms of Jesus warn my hunger soul to behold. Oh, I want to know you more. Deep within my soul, I want to know you. Oh, I want to know you, to feel your heart and know your mind. Looking in your eyes stirs up within me Christ that says, I want to know you. Oh, I want to know you more. And I would give my final breath to know you in your death and resurrection. Oh, I want to know you more. Oh, I want to know. Oh, I want to know you more. That I may know him and the power of his resurrection. You know what, Job? Job had suffered the whole year of pain and suffering. At the end of that year, Job was released from the pain. You know what he says in Job 42 verses 1 to 6? He said, I used to know you by what I heard from other people telling me about you. He said, now I have experienced it. Deeper, Job had learned who God is. The psalmist knew God personally before this trial hit. But note how he calls God, my God, in chapter 42 verse 10, verse 11. Chapter 43, verse 3 and verse 5. The God of my life, chapter 42, verse number 8. My rock, 42, verse number 9. The God of my strength, chapter 43, verse number 3. God, my exceeding joy, chapter 43, verse 4. Trials will allow you to know deeper God's love, to know deeper God's power, to know deeper God's care. When you have trials, remember this. When things happen and you don't understand why they're happening, God, remember this, God allows them to your life and take the opportunity to know God deeper instead of seeking relief from pain and sorrow. Deepen your relationship with God. So I want to know you. I want to know you. I hope that those three thoughts help us in facing the pandemic today. I hope that you will not be depressed. That I hope you will not be one of the victims of depression, of stress. We can experience pain and sorrow. But remember this, but like what happened, like what we have learned from this man, we cannot stay from being depressed. We can get up by the grace of God and find help. Find strength. God is our present help in time of need. Heavenly Father, thank you for the word of God. I pray for those who are struggling with depression and stress. Those who are troubled worldwide. There are people all over the world. May the gospel find their hearts, their lives. We continue to pray for salvation of souls. We continue to pray for the strengthening of your people. Protect us from this pandemic, the sad effects of this. In Jesus' name we praise you. And allow us, Lord, through the circumstances, through this pandemic, to know you deeper. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen.